and I worship you, great I am. Lord, you were, you are mighty in this place.
You are about to listen to Bishop Kwesi Ampofo, pastor of Lighthouse Chapel International, Takari. Bishop Kwesi Ampofo has a unique teaching with a clearer understanding of the word. Get ready for an awesome time in the word and receive your blessing, healing, and prophetic word as you listen to Bishop Kwesi Ampofo.
As I sing praises to your name, I worship you.
Before we go into the word, we want to do the memory verse for today. Today is Mark 11:25. Mark 11:25. Last week's own, do you remember it? It's a must never forget verse. That is, it was Mark 11:22 and 23. There was 24, but it was a lot, so we did 22, 23. Now Mark 11:22, 23, 22 says what? And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Okay, have faith in God. Have faith in God. It's important. Amen. I said amen. Have faith in God. People who don't have faith are crying all the time. Yeah. You see, all of you, when the month is ending, you have a lot of hope because you know your salary will come. You see? So if you don't want trouble, don't go and annoy somebody whose salary is coming in 2 days' time, because he can say anything to you and do anything to you because he feels he has money. When he doesn't have money, he's more humble. So if you want to go for somebody's trouble, target 15th, 16th of the month. The person doesn't have money, so it's very humble. When the person's money has come, very strong. You see, so you have faith. Money is coming. I mean, something is coming into your account. Are you with me? Yeah. So he says that have faith in God. We must have faith in God. Very important. It should be difficult to get you to be upset. And it should be difficult to get you to be disappointed or even to get you to cry. It should be difficult because you have faith in God. And you see today what we're going to preach about from the book. We are going to talk about the virtue of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. The song says, Adentina wususa wure efi yesuana. You understand? Say, why are you crying like that? Say, why are you crying like that? Have you forgotten about Jesus? Have you forgotten about Jesus? That he will do it for you. I said that he will do what? He will do it for you. So why are you crying? Is Jesus not there for you? He is there for you. And because he's there for you, we shall not cry. Remember, the prayer says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. I said amen. Now, the next verse, that was verse 23. What did verse 23 say? Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall what? Believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. That's all. Do you want to go to Dubai? Have you said it before? So you are not going. Yeah, according to Bible principles. Amen. Look, we must believe the things that we are reading the Bible. There is a syndrome where, you know, when you go to school, for example, English, they will be teaching you. Today we are going to learn consonants. We shall learn pronouns. We shall learn this. We shall learn that. Then you do science. They teach you Archimedes principles. They teach you Boyle's law and many things. When you close and you go home and you are cooking beans, you don't see any consonants in the beans. You understand? And then you also don't apply Boyle's law as you are cooking the beans. All you know is what your mother taught you. Put the beans in water overnight and then boil it. And if you want it to be soft fast, add kale to it, and then the thing will become soft. Is that not the case? There's no Boyle's law in it. There's no Newton's laws of motion in it. You are coming to your pounding fufu, and you are calculating the vector, the speed at which the awoma is coming down into you don't do things like that. So it seems as if what we learn is not connected to what we do. The same thing has come to the scriptures. So you read a verse and then you just put it down. It's like you learned Newton's first law of motion. A body shall continue in a straight line and so on. The same thing. You just learn the scripture and then you just put it down and you go. But you see, we must apply the verses to our lives. We must apply the verses. Remember, I taught you a scripture, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. He said that the scripture has the potential of benefiting you. It has the potential of benefiting you. What you should do is that you should mix it with faith. You see, if I gave you powder, I said this is plantain powder, and this is cocoyam powder, and I tell you, mix it with water, mix it with water, cold water, and then mix it and then boil it, and it will become fufu. But you decide that you won't mix it with water. You will just have it's there. So we come, your husband comes in the evening, he opens the plate, there's powder of this here, powder, cassava here, there's M&A lying here, a cup of water, salt, this here. You see, you have all the ingredients for soup and for fufu, but it is not. You have to do something. You have to mix it up. Is that not the case? Yeah. So the scripture says that when you take a verse, you must mix it with faith, and it will come to pass in your life. Amen. I said amen. So if you haven't said the thing before, don't expect it to happen in your life. You should begin saying it. I'm going to Dubai. You should begin to say it. I'm going to Dubai. I'm going to Dubai. I'm going to Dubai. Yeah. I'm going to Dubai. I'm going to the States. I'm going to get married. I will have a good husband. I will have a good marriage. I will not spoil my marriage. Many ladies spoil their marriage themselves. Hey, mercy. I said mercy. Yeah, you use your mercy asem to spoil the marriage. That's another topic. But many people spoil their marriage. Many people spoil their children. Many people spoil their opportunities. But you must begin to confess, I have a good marriage. I have a good life. I have a good job. I am the best at my office. I am the manager in my company. Amen. So again, Mark 11, 23. Verily I say unto you, what? That whosoever, is it limited to the bishops? Is it limited to the pastors? Is it limited to Christians? Not even if a thief stands behind your wall and say that I will take the things. It looks like there are things in the house. I'm going to this house. Every day the thief passes behind your house and says he will come and steal your things. What will happen to the thief? I said, what will happen to the thief? He shall have whatsoever he says. Exactly so. Are you done? That's what I'm saying. Exactly so. Exactly so. Exactly so. You would have, Margaret, you would have whatsoever you say, good or bad. Good or bad. If it's so, I will die. I will die. I will die. I will die. You will die. Yeah. When we're in school and you want to go home, you need an exit, but you have to be sick before you get the exit. We can conjure sickness. It's from Wednesday you start imagining that you are sick and start saying that Mara me home family, Mara me home trim me home family, home trim by Friday, the fever would have landed. Go for your exit. By the time you leave the school, no, the fever has vanished. You shall have whatsoever you say. I said, you shall have whatsoever you say. What are the good things you say about Ghana? Ask yourself, what are the good things you say about Ghana? Very little, isn't it? So what do you expect in Ghana? Isn't that bad things? You should say good things about Ghana. Good things about your president. Good things about the government. Good things about our leaders. Why? Because when we say it, it will come to pass. The economy of Ghana is what will fund everything else that you are doing. Your school fees, the electricity bill, for all those things to be at a certain appreciable or certain normal, whatever. No, everything should be correct. Dollar rate should come down. Everything should be okay. Isn't that the case? When did you prophesy about the dollar rate? When did you speak about it? You see, we don't speak about all these things. We just leave it. So Satan is speaking. And Satan is determining things. So this scripture, Mark 11:23, never forget it. I said what? Never forget it. I want you to listen to it very carefully, just like the president told the speaker. Never forget it. Hallelujah. Now today we want to do Mark 11:25. Mark 11:25. That's our memory verse for today. Mark 11:25. Are you in the church? I was talking about. Are you here? Okay. Mark 11:25. What does the Bible say? And when ye stand, let's try and open it. Open it from your own Bible so you can underline it. When you go home, you remember. Mark 11:25. And when ye stand praying, forgive. Everybody say forgive. And when you stand praying, what? Forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Okay? What does the New American Standard Version say? NASB. I just want to show you the meaning of ought. It says, whenever you stand praying, forgive. If ye have anything against anyone. If ye have anything against anyone. Amen. If ye have anything against anyone. I think this one, when you go home, you memorize it. It sounds very powerful. If ye have anything against anyone. Cassandra, do you have something against anyone? No, think well. Think well. The Message Bible. Message Bible. Message. And when ye assume the posture of prayer, remember that it is not all asking. If you have anything against someone, forgive. Only then will your heavenly Father be inclined to also wipe your slate clean of sins. Wow. So let's go back to King James. Bible there. Enwano, King James. Okay. So you memorize with King James. You see, because the language of King James is also strange. So it's easier to remember. You see, like this one says, if ye have aught against what? Anyone. If ye have aught against any. If ye have aught against any. What does it mean? It means that if ye have anything against anyone. If ye have anything against anyone. Everybody here has something against someone. So can you imagine the number of prayers that are being negated? It's like your account is negative. Negative. I was going to pay money to somebody. I was going to pay 1,000 cedis to somebody. I said, should I transfer it to your account? Because I wanted to test my internet banking. So I wanted to just do a telegraphic transfer and shoot the money to the account. The person said, no. My account is in the red. So when you send the money there, it will just vanish. It will just vanish. So if the person has minus 1,000, then when I send 1,000, it will be equal to zero. You see? So if you are praying and then you have things against people, If you don't forgive, your prayers are being negated. Hey, if you have anything against anyone, okay? Remember it and use it, okay? Very important, especially for husbands and wives. Husbands and wives are the most interesting combination in the world. They are the closest people and they have the most ought against each other. May all husbands receive mercy and grace. May all wives also receive mercy and grace. May you be able to forgive your husband or your wife. Huh? Oba crane fit bedroom ho emechia no me ma ba ma watch us anytime me mother ba ha emechia na en greet no kra osora na wa for back door na eko. I've been watching you for 3 years, so you have ought against your wife or your husband, isn't it? Yeah, that thing you have now is going to nullify your prayers. Wow. It is not that God's ears is deaf or his hand is too short, but you have ought against somebody. Amen. All right, we want to move straight. Priscilla, I think I'm going to go straight. Last week, I spoke to you about the principle of diligence, isn't it? And what is diligence? Diligence is the persistent and relentless effort to what? Number one, solve a problem, overcome a difficulty, and to achieve great things. Hallelujah. What in America can I say? Diligence. 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 Mazimbo aneju mazing or something, but diligence is the persistent and relentless. Relentless means you don't stop. If you want to understand relentless, one of the ways to understand is to watch Terminator Part 2. When you watch Terminator Part 2, hey, the man does not die. He turns into everything and he's chasing you. He doesn't die. He turns into everything and he's chasing you. Hey, you imagine how can they overcome this killer? Terminator Part 2. The one strategical is the blue man. Relentless. He's relentless, 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 relentless. It means he never stops, never say die. Hustle folk till the bones are rotten. Amen. If you're a Kotoko supporter, Hazakas, I have no way there. 11 wives. Any Hazakas. Some I have no movie. Yeah, don't be annoyed because I said hearts. Okay. See, so diligence is the persistent and relentless effort towards solve a problem. To every problem, there is a solution. Find it. Find it. If you haven't found it, you haven't found it. It doesn't mean there is no solution. There is a solution. I said there is a solution to your problem. Find it. Whatever it is, lack of money, there's a solution. There's a solution to your problem. So he said to solve a problem, to what? Overcome a difficulty, and then what? To achieve great things. To achieve great things. Look at where your parents got to in terms of education. Determine that that's going to be your minimum. You're going to go over it. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to go over it. When I married my wife, she said that she's going to go. She said she was a nurse, midwife, nurse at that time. You know, many people would be very happy to be a midwife and a nurse. She had finished NTC. She's done midwifery in addition. But she had a vision. The vision was to go to the university at all cost. Amen. That was her vision. And to do her master's. Wow. So we got married, started the journey, and then she had to do mature. They said she can't do the normal, she has to do mature something. So she went to do it. She passed, did her exam. She wrote A levels, she did government, she did, learned it for the first time, 6 months. She got BBBBB in all. Went to the university, got her first degree, went to the university, got a second degree, went to the university, got her MPhil, and she's still doing, now she's moving on further. You see? Yeah. To achieve great things, you must have a vision to achieve great things. I said you must have a vision to achieve great things. That's the second owner of Peace FM is my mate in school. When we did O levels, he had distinction. The mother said, no, I want you to come and join me in my shop. Yeah, today you hear him. Despite and Sapon. Yeah, he's my mate. On Yeni Paketwa, they were listing the top 10 richest people in Ghana. He was inside. Yeah, he's achieved something. Great things. You to achieve something. I said, achieve great things. Yeah, for Bibi Siwe, Butaibi Siwe Niso. Great one. And do it. Amen. I don't know whether going to stay in Accra is a great thing, but determined to prosper in Takrade. Some people have the mind that until they move from Takrade, they won't prosper. So you must say that I will prosper in Takrade. I will prosper well. I said, you do what? You prosper well in Takrade. Yeah, people will come and look for you from everywhere in the name of Jesus. Yeah, so have a vision to achieve great things. And then we went through what it means to be diligent. And today I want to go on. I'm preaching from this book, He That Hath. Last week I also told you about the story of KFC. Do you remember? And I told you how he persisted and succeeded. I also told you about Abraham Lincoln, how he also had a lot of failures, but in the end, he pressed on. So today we want to look at the positive trait of faith. The positive trait of faith. Then the positive trait of diligence, and we want to look at the positive trait of faith. Now, faith defined. Faith is a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. It is also a belief in God. Can we have it on the screen, please? The definition of faith. Faith is a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. A firm belief in something for which there is no proof. It is also a belief in God. Are you in the church? Jetzi, we are talking about Jetzi. Jetzi name Chasida Meemano. It means that Wujibibiti, although we cannot see the physical evidence of it, it's a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. It is also a belief in God. Amen. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible also gives a biblical definition of faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 6 things you should know about faith. Number 1, faith is the personal trait that will cause you to overcome big problems and obstacles. Page 12. Faith is the personal trait that will cause you to overcome big problems and obstacles. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Shout it. He shall have whatsoever he says. Say I shall have whatsoever I say. Shout it. I shall have whatsoever I say. Again, I shall have whatsoever I say. One more time. I shall have whatsoever I say. Yeah. Say things. You know, when you play golf, one of the things they'll teach you is that talk to the ball. When I hit my ball, I'm aiming for the hole, and it's going, the caddy will say to you, talk to the ball. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Say, talk to the ball. Talk to the ball. So you say, go, 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 go. Keep rolling. Yeah. You say, in the hole, in the hole, in the hole. Talk to the ball. You shall have whatsoever you say. Margaret, what do you want? You can have it. You can have it. You can have it. You see, we have moved from doing to saying. Diligence is doing. You remember I taught you a song? You can have it if you really want. You can have it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You succeed at last. So that's doing. But now we've moved from doing to saying. Say, 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 say the things. Nobody will catch you. Say that you are going, you will travel. You are traveling. You will be on Emirates. Yes, you'll be on Emirates. Yes, you should just be saying it. Say it. Amen. Yes, say it. And you see, before you see, you are traveling. You are doing something. You are marrying. You are buying something. You are whatever it is. Yeah. Have you ever said you wanted a Samsung curved TV before? A curved? Have you seen the curved TV? Do you know about the curved TV? Yeah. So it is forever locked out of your life. You don't even know about it. But me, I've seen it. And when I see that, I said, this TV, I will have one. Curved TV, I curve. I say, Willie, I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one. When I get it, I'll invite you to my house. I say, see my curved TV? I told you about it. Many years ago, before I drove my Prado, I walked into Gamut. And I went to sit in the Land Cruiser. And as I sat in the Land Cruiser, I took off my shoes. And I remembered the scripture in Jeremiah chapter 1. He said, wheresoever the soles of your feet shall tread, there you shall possess. Yes, I used to visit car showrooms. I go to Mechanical Lloyd. I go to Gamut. Those are the two main places. Because I believed in BMWs and then I believed in the Land Cruiser. So I'll go there from time to time. I'll go and sit in the car. When I lay my hands on it, like I'm checking the engine, I'm praying and claiming it. Yeah. So if you say I'm driving one, it's not by chance. I predetermined it long ago. And I've changed it. Just that you can't see it. You can't see it. I have the pictures on my phone. I have the pictures on my iPad. The new one. The one I'm going to be using. This one has changed. It's now a 2016 Land Rover, Land Cruiser 200. Yeah, go and Google it. You see what it is. I've told you now, and I've been saying it for more than 1 year. You see, no, it has changed. In the name of Jesus. I shall have whatsoever I say. Now today, I'm teaching you about faith. And faith is talking about the things that help you to overcome big problems and obstacles. Now, people who have faith are able to move mountains. Hallelujah. A mountain is a big problem. To move mountains around and become he that have, you will need the positive trait of faith. Great achievements are usually great victories over insurmountable challenges. Is there a challenge in your life? It is the door of your great blessing. It's the door of your great blessing. I said, it's the door of your great blessing. When God gave Israel the promised land, he left certain things in the land. Do you know what they were? He left the sons of Anak. He left the Philistines. He left the Amalekites in the land. They were on the land though. They were in the land. And God had told some people, I've given the land to them. So it's like you are in your house and your house has been given to somebody. And God gave it to them. And he, what are they supposed to do? They are supposed to overcome. Overcome. The sons of Anak were giants. They were the children of angels and men. Angels gave birth with women, and they gave birth to giants. They were called the sons of Anak. Their toes were 6 and 10. They are terrible people. And God told them, this is your land. Overcome and take it. Overcome and take it. So he told them, he said that, only be thou very courageous. Only be thou very courageous. Only be thou very courageous. Don't be afraid. That is why Kumchacha will do what he does, and you cannot do what he does. Because he has patapa faith. All the men of God who seem to be doing wild, wild things, you notice that they are also giddy, giddy, patapa type of people. They've taken that thing, they've taken it into their faith. Nigeria, great churches and great men of God. And you know how a Nigerian is. Hey! He said, you take one block, I cut your hand. They were breaking a pastor's house. They were breaking his chair. He said, you take one block, I cut your hand. You take another one, I cut the other hand. That's a normal, cool Nigerian. He applies it to their faith, and it's something else. So you see that Nigeria, they have big churches. The biggest church now is in Nigeria, David Oyedepo. I went to Redeem Church, where he has his meetings, his general meetings. You cannot see one end from the other. Yeah. If they do altar call, you need a car. They have to put you in a car. So the aisles in the church are big. They are for cars. Not like Toyota. They have these carts, like golf carts and mini carts. So you get onto it and they drive you to the front. Church is very big. Even the stage, when I start at one end, you can't see the other end. It's a church building that is there in Nigeria, roofed. Amen. And you see their faith. So you too, you can do great things with your faith. And that is why you need to have strong faith. That is why Satan will want to kill your faith. You must have faith to make it in life. Amen. You see, one of the fruits of the Spirit is faith. And then one of the gifts of the Spirit is also faith. And then when you become born again, God gives you faith. You see, so faith is so important. It's given to you at various times, in various forms. You see, you need to have faith in yourself. If you are a normal human being, if you're going to have an operation and you don't have faith, you cannot have the operation. If the doctor won't operate you. I had a friend, he's an engineer, and he's called Ascona. He was going to do an operation. He was very afraid. So they addressed him, prepared him. They wheeled him to the operation theater. The people lost guard that they were going inside to check something and come. When they came, he had got up, ran out of the theater, into a taxi, and gone home. Such a person, you don't operate him. Because even his spirit is not there. Yeah. Even his spirit is not there. When we need you to have a certain spirit that you will not die. Some people, you know, depression is a major problem. Depression can be defined as a loss of faith. But you must believe in yourself. You must believe in yourself. I said you must believe in yourself. Yes, you must believe in yourself. You must believe that you are somebody. It's important. So one of the qualities of he that has is that he has faith. He has faith. And there are different categories of faith. Faith in God, faith in yourself is also another very important faith you have. You are going to write an exam and you think you fail. What will happen to you? You shall have whatsoever you say. It's a vicious cycle. Yeah. You must believe that you will pass. You must believe that you do well. You must believe that you will be a good wife. One day a certain wife came to see me. She said that she feels she's not beautiful. She was a very nice girl. She could have easily stood for a beauty contest. But Satan had made her to believe that she wasn't beautiful. So in her head, so she was saying to herself that her husband will not like her. Her husband will be fed up with her. And she was feeding herself with that thought for a long time. But you see, it's a trick of the devil. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10, 5. The Bible says that from 3 says that, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Then the next one says, casting down castles, casting down frontiers, casting down ammunitions, casting down demons. No, casting down imaginations. And the bullets of the devil, and the fire of Satan, and the what? And thoughts. Imaginations and thoughts. You see, the ultimate deception, Satan can get you to believe that you are a dog. And then you be operating like a dog. So all the mad people, the greatest, the demon has come to fix a certain mind. You see? And the mind, the thought is camped into their head. You see? And so then they believe it. They believe that this baby they are holding is a stone. This is a stone. Opens the window. Pew, throw it out. In her mind. So it's in the mind. Your faith will help you to have a good mind about yourself. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Philippians 4, 8. The Bible teaches about how we should think. You see? And it, you see, your faith affects all these things. It says that, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. You see, so the main thing behind what you think about, the thoughts and the imaginations you have, is the faith. Your faith, the faith you have in yourself. The faith you have. Some of you, you saw, I'm a boss that I'm in you, so I'm paying myself down. Why not cast on Pewasem? I don't know, being no cast on Pewasem. Did he tell you he doesn't like you? Huh? Say, Bishop, now I'm in him there. I'm paying myself. Bishop, now I'm in him there. Pastor, now I'm in him there. You see, so it's always, Satan will always fire a thought into your head. Then that's it. Finished. He will give you an imagination against your husband. He'll give you an imagination against your wife. He'll give you an imagination against your children. Everything is imagination, perceptions. And then he's finished with you. Or the baby show team. And no, no, that dream be to team. That's true. It's finished. So you must have faith. You must have a certain thought about yourself, about who you are, about what you can do. You are who God says you are. You are who Jesus says you are. You can do what God says you can do. And you have what God says you have. That is the mentality we should have. And it is part of our faith. It's part of our faith. If you believe you can't walk, you won't walk. If right now you can't walk, you won't walk. You'll be there. But you, when I say come, you just get up and come, because you know and you believe that you can walk. You'll be surprised if you don't walk. Is that not the case? Yeah. So you need to have faith in yourself. You will do well. You should say to yourself, I will do well in life. I will make it. I will do it. I will make it. I will prosper. I will be established. I can be a good Christian. I will pray this thing. I will overcome it. You have to say those things to yourself. It's called the character, the trait of faith. You see? And faith, it says things that are not as if they were. Amen. It says the things that are not as if they were. Hallelujah. The second thing about faith, then we can close with that. Remember, get the book yourself. It says, faith is the personal trait that causes an individual to have a good report. Faith is the personal trait that causes an individual to have a good report. Faith is the personal trait that causes an individual to have a good report. In Hebrews 11:2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. To have a good report that you are experiencing abundance, you need to be a little wiser than the neighborhood monkey. You will need to see the correlation between positive traits and prosperity. Bible teaches us that good reports are given to men of faith. Good things are usually said about positive, faith-filled people who believed in a vision before it became a reality. You always remember the people who believed in you before things worked out. There are people who come along but never believe in you or your vision. Such people will not have a good report. A good report is for those who believe when there is nothing to see. So by faith, you would have a good report. Amen. Anything you do for God, you do by faith. You see, if I tell you to give an offering right now, there are some offerings you give by faith, and there are some offerings you don't give by faith. You don't give a 1 CD offering by faith. Nobody does that. Even if it is your last money, you can give the 1 CD without much thinking. But if you have 1 CD and you have 20 CDs in your pocket, which one will require faith to give? Which one? The 20 CDs. Now the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So now the offering you are bringing, do you want it to please God or not? You see, the scriptures will help you to make God happy with you. The scripture is all we have. We should follow the scriptures. If I want my offering to please God, I will give an offering that requires faith to give. I won't give 1 CD. Even the watch seller will not collect 1 CD from you. Even a beggar will tell you that now my 1 CD rabbi say when I'm 1 CD. Now sister Adenaya, sister Fabi Kahn. Even a beggar will have the audacity to say that to you. Thank God. Offering out to my catch an auto offering out to my catch a terrorist cry. I left now offering also no. Oh, you're serious. It shows your faith. And you give 1 CD. Even if it is your last. I've never thought about it really. Even if it is your last money, you don't need faith to give it. You still just give it. Because a dead good, there's no fear knife. 1 CD. You are finished already. So, I mean, what's the big deal? Aha. You see. So, you need to give. Anything we do by faith. You do by faith, it is honorable to the Lord. Okay? So may you walk by faith and do things by faith. Remember the scriptures that we learn, you have for your daily practice. And it will save you. Yesterday, a scripture saved me. Should I tell you about it? My time is almost up, but I'll tell you. I was following a certain car, and then I said that the back tie is coming off. We must tell him. And we knew him, so we were trying to call him to tell him. So I went, and then I went to park somewhere. As I was there, scripture came to me. Do you know the verse that came to me? The scripture that came to me, Romans chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says that you that judgest, thou art guilty of the same thing. Yeah. You that judges, thou art guilty of the same thing. Do you know what it means? It means that me too, my back tie is off. And I mean, I just thought I was joking. And then another verse came to me to say that there's another verse. This one, and then another verse says that before you remove the speck in your neighbor's eye, remove the beam in your own first. You get it? So once I can see a speck and I'm removing, there's a beam in my eye, automatic. So I stopped and I told Reverend Blay, I said, Reverend Blay, where's Reverend Blay? I said, Reverend Blay, check my tie for me. When he checked, the bolts were loose. Can you imagine that? I said to myself, wow, The scripture has saved me. Yeah, the scripture has saved me. I mean, apply the verses literally and it will come to pass. You should say to yourself, this year, I will eat lunch at Atlantic Hotel. Yeah, yeah. I mean, some of you even haven't seen Atlantic before. You haven't seen the building before. Yeah, Atlantic Hotel. And I mean, it's like, oh, it's like hotel. Charlie, men pass him. I didn't ever tempt to me. Men pass him. Men kika them hotels. I didn't until myself. I hear out on watch it. Then you bring a lot of principles. How you can save the money. How the money you use at Atlantic, it can feed you and your family for 2 weeks plus your electricity. It is true. I said it is true. But there is also something about going to Atlantic. Amen. Wow. If you say it with your mouth, you would go. It will happen. I said it will happen. Some of you, you have the troubles you have because that's what you say. That's what you say. Even when you get a job, you say, hey, now my juma, you be me deal. Hey, juma dear, 1 month, 2 months. They say, hey, I'm sure next month I'll get a letter that I should, I'm being sacked. Hey, redeployment. Oh, me will redeployment there. I'm finished. When you go home, cry, you are crying. So what? I didn't sit down, sister. Why are you crying like that? See, they are doing redeployment. So have they given you a letter? No. But once they are doing it, I know that it's just a matter of time. They will say that I'm going. Stop that rough. Stop that rough now. Amen. You would have whatsoever you say in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together. Put your hands together for Jesus. God, I lift my
head in worship. We believe you've been blessed by this message. For copies of this message, visit our Vision Bookshop at our church premise near Wampo 1. I worship you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I worship you. Would you sing it with me? I worship you, great I am.